Welcome, Satyam Parry.
Another question, a very simple one, because as far as I can see, like everything you do, and you also emphasize that, like while singing, you just open your heart and not to overthink. Am I singing right, in the right tune? And you know, in some countries, we talked about Japan already before, but also I would even say in Austria and Germany, you also have this hard-working culture. You have to work hard on it. and also in the spiritual world, it's always like you first have to work on you and then. So, and then the question comes to me or came to me. So how much effort does it take and need to be aware?
To be?
Aware.
Aware of what? Of the singing? Or
just to be aware.
Uh-huh. To be aware.
Because we have a lot of concepts like first we have to do this and then we have to do that and then we have to do this and that. So it's
endless, yeah.
And it also happens when you're on that spiritual journey, right? Mm-hmm. So that you, that we think, okay, we have to do this and that. Mm-hmm. And as far as I perceive you, you're just out of the moment. Mm-hmm. Like you said before, it's always fresh, and mm-hmm. when and singing comes to you, and it's, at least that is my impression, actually I don't know, mm-hmm. that you prepare yourself in a concert. Okay, now this song and that song, and then I'm doing like this. So prepare yourself, like having a plan. So, and that's the question, how much effort does it need to be aware?
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, you can work on yourself forever. There's no end to it. And I think it has to do with trust. I mean, Papaji told me once, Satya is good. And it made me drop a whole load of things I thought I have to do a work on myself. And it doesn't take any effort to be aware. Just be in the moment and trust. It's a lot to do with trust. Trust yourself, love yourself. We are so trained as kids to hear, oh, this was not good, this is not good, you have to improve this, that. One is not, unfortunately, often as kids, not supported in what we are. And, you know, to rather often it's negative what one gets from parents, or not only, of course, but it doesn't take much effort to be oneself, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And would you say the way how we grow up, that is also something that it's sometimes so difficult? Because the way how you describe it, it's pretty simple.
Mm.
So there is no big thing behind, but is it more that people are, or that we are so much in love that it has to do something with work? It cannot be that simple and effortless.
You know, I was when I went to Pune, because as a Swiss, growing up in Switzerland, one is always working on something, and then going to India was about working on oneself. You know, that was the next thing. It was not working on something externally, but working on oneself. Till I realized this, actually, hey, I'm working. I have quite a concept there. And and then I thought these groups and this therapy can be forever, you know? And I thought to myself, if I see one person coming enlightened out of a therapy group, then I will continue to do therapy. And this was not the case, so I dropped it. I don't say, you know, for some people, of course, therapy is good, but for me, in that moment, that was enough. And but what Pari said before, I think one has really to make this decision in this life. I want to be happy. I think if you have this decision, but really not just, oh yeah, I want to be happy, that you really have it like a life and death decision, then things will unfold in your life maybe more easy, you know, because this is like a fine line. It's really having to do with this. And unless one makes this decision, for me also I had this moment where I made this decision, and it's not even me who did it. It happened, and from then on things started to unfold differently.
Can you remember that moment when you made that decision?
In this moment, not. But I do remember that there was a moment like that, yeah. That because before that it was a lot of doubts and suffering, and after that, after this decision, things started to change. And I didn't do it for things to start to change. It was just a byproduct of having made this decision. I see many of our friends who are close to us, some of them, they didn't make really this decision. Because if you make this decision, then you are not so much in love with all these mishaps and your partner is not good like this or like that. It's about you. You made this decision for your life. And it's like a thread, you know.
And because life is following you, the universe is nothing other than a projection of your own mind. So if you work on yourself, the universe looks to you like a working field where one has to do. When you realize that everything is already here, that this moment contains everything already, how much effort do I need to breathe in and out? So much effort I need to be aware. And then the whole universe becomes like this friendly space that supports you. Doesn't require from you any personal effort anymore. But to reach to that point, one has to unwind many programs, many ideas, many socialized concepts that we carry within. And for this, one needs some guidance. And it's also courageous to be guided. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it doesn't help for somebody who is full of this concept, I need to do something, some effort, to hear there is no effort needed. I say sometimes, and many people disagree with me, and it's their right to disagree. Hey, you big guy there, what are you telling there? I need to do something. That's Satya just said about psychotherapy. It might be good for some time, you know, to release some tension, some concepts. And then slowly one realizes the universe reacts the way I am, the way I think the universe is.
Yeah, I forgot what I wanted to say.
So as far as I understood, or to summarize, like you say, okay, it's good to, like, because with psychotherapy or doing this practice, that practice, trying out this and that, it's good for a certain time, but you also can get in, you miss the point, so to say, because this story of I have to work on myself, it's a, at least this is my impression now, it's a never-ending story. So there has to be...
Because you will find always something that you have to work on, you know, and this is never-ending.
It's like a house. If you have a house, there's always something to do.
Yeah, of course, in your house, you clean it, 2 days later you have to clean it again. Yeah. You know, and like Barry said, some people... For them, it's great, and for me too, it was great at 21 to do therapy, to scream it out, to, you know, it was such a luck. I see now these young people, they don't have this outlet. It was a big, big luck to have that. But I saw at one point, after 3 years doing this, I saw I'm turning in a vicious circle. Nothing new comes out of it, and that was my luck. Then I met Papaji, and then it brought me to another level. Because I had the closeness with him, the closeness where one can ask questions and be seen. And it's such a luck, you know. And of course, Pari will not say the same thing to somebody and to somebody else, something else. If you just read it in books, maybe what a master is saying doesn't resonate with you. It's not your issue, you know. Mm-hmm. And... so it was good at one point that Papaji shook me, and then I realized, yeah, actually, I'm good. I'm good. And still, I needed to hear him and be with him, because these old tendencies of the minds are very strong. And still, sometimes they come and I watch them. Sometimes even after a satsang, they come even stronger, because you're in satsang and then the mind after this comes even stronger, you know? Yeah. I don't know if you experienced this.
What we have experienced and what we could see in Lucknow often, that people that never worked on themselves,
exactly.
They just were actually diving into the Advaitic and to the Buddhism and to the meditation practices, bypassing all the personal concepts and ideas, they didn't get also the point. Then they were trying to put also this effortlessness as another concept of their head, and nothing can happen like this. If the real whole person understands the whole of this thing, starting with identifying as a person, as a body, as a limited existence, there's a lot of pain, effort, struggle needed. So that's why meditation practices, various practices, are very good and helpful in the beginning. There's nothing wrong with them. Very rare souls, they don't need it, because immediately they have the understanding that it's not about it. But because we identify with those problems, as Satya just said, it's good to scream it out and to dance it out, to feel it out, to see it. Aha, that was it. I had this belief system. Then you can, whatever you see, you can let go of it. If you don't see, you're being governed by it. So it takes some effort towards effortlessness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even Ramana Maharshi, you know, they were telling him, but where's this who am I practice you suggest everybody? You say it's effortlessness that leads. He said often, no, in the beginning it takes effort to bring always the mind back, to focus always, whatever happens, whatever. That was his way. Yeah, this is also kind of a psychotherapy. You want this? Who wants this? You hate this? Who hates it? You want to act? Who wants to act? Everything always bring it back to the core, the essence. It's also kind of a psychotherapy, you can say. And it takes a tremendous amount of effort to reach effortlessness.
And just because I feel like it's really very important, very important to have that clear. You can make therapy, you can do a lot of effort, you can work on you, or you cannot work on you and don't follow any path. So it's also kind of concept to come back to that, as you mentioned before, this decision. It's not a desire, and the way how I perceived you with that strength, it's a decision. I want to be happy. I'm happy. There is nothing. Yeah, coming back to this first initial question, how much effort does it take to be aware, to simplify that? It has nothing to do with the effort, with the work, with the investment, what we do. That is not the decisive point if that enters your life. Living that effortlessness, it has to do something with this internal decision or decision.
Look, to
just to have that clear.
To have that clear, one thing has to be understood. Whatever we talk about practices, effort is everything, has nothing to do with true self, what we are. Has nothing to do with it. It does not matter if you do effort, you don't do effort. If you meditate, or if you don't meditate. If you do self-knowledge practices or no self-knowledge, the self is the self, always continuously, never changing from morning to night, whether you snore, whether you sleep, whether you run, whether you jog, whether you meditate, whether you enjoy silence. It does not give a damn about it. It is. And this is our true nature. Okay, so far so good. To the self it doesn't matter. But to who identifies as a person who lacks this, who wants this, who feels not complete, to him it matters a lot. How to access his true being, love, contentment, expansion, happiness. To him it matters a lot. That's why with words we cannot define it. We have to see where the so-called individual presence or being, human being, is. If he's ready to get it, then you can say, you don't need any effort, just relax. And immediately it makes, oh my God, click.
Yeah,
or
like
to some others, I would suggest, hey, do this first. Sit every day 1 hour and watch your mind. Or do your activity, let your body scream, dance, so that you get free of this emotional cage that you think you've been enslaved in, chained in. That is it. To the self, it doesn't matter. Whether you crack your chains, whether you carry the chains, then you carry your chains and the self is free and happy inside. Who you are never is being attached to this. That's why it's illusionary, ultimately, whether we do something or we don't do, it's illusionary from the standpoint of the self. It's pure illusion. But to know it mentally, intellectually, brings absolutely nothing. You have to start where you're being identified with. Emotional identification, do something with your emotion. Body, physics, do something. Did you get it? Oh, okay. And then this is the orgasmic big union mystica that we call moksha liberation, when that identified self as a projected I meets the effortlessness, my being. Wow. But just to know it intellectually brings nothing. You have to respect your needs, desires as a human being. Do the utmost what you want to do, what you have to do, till you reach by itself a point, okay, that is done. The self, that's what I am. That's who I am. I am already myself. When I was screaming, I was silence. While I was silent, I was silence. While I was efforting, I was effortlessness already. You see? But to just know it intellectually brings nothing. That was the big, just to finalize this, the big experiment a Buddha ever tried with Osho. Took me years to understand, because I had also a reaction, why so much therapy, why not talk immediately? He put so much effort in releasing all the stored anger and emotions. And that's why many people who were into the holy business, they said, oh, these sannyasins, they're doing just the whole day screaming and fighting. And, you know, they're, oh my God, it's worse than in normal society. Sometimes you were walking through the ashram, you could hear, you asshole! I told you, screaming. But it, you know, it's ultimately Osho had a big reverence and feel respect for all our human suffering to allow this to happen. Took me years to understand. And in Lucknow, we saw, we done this. We know that this is not the way. You can, or not the ultimate way, just to release some tension. But then return home, return to who you are. Then, at least as I'm concerned, I was completely ready for this message of Papaji. To explore this just effortlessness. Don't do anything. Don't even think. But before, I would have never done it. That's why Osho was such a great master, delivering so much possibilities. And I would wish, actually, this would be possible for young people here, 13, yeah, 14, 15, 16.
So much missing
16,
for young people.
To dance, to scream, to do, you know, it's so important.